Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey. If you've been following along in recent weeks, you know we've been connecting the dots on a major market shift from tariffs to tech and from interest rates to industrial AI. Today, we're adding the final piece to that mosaic. Last week's soft CPI report didn't just meet expectations, it crushed inflation fears and cleared the path for a summer stock surge. In this episode, I'll show you why this data was a game changer, why it validates everything we've been discussing about falling tariffs and a dovish Fed, and why I believe this could be the beginning of a major market liftoff. If you've been looking for clarity, this is it. So let's jump in. Data crushes inflation fears and sets stocks up for a summer surge. What a difference a month makes. Back in early April, stocks were crashing into a bear market on fears that President Trump's Liberation Day tariffs would freeze global trade, reignite inflation, and send the economy spiraling into a recession. After April 2nd's tariff blitz, stocks fell 10% in 2 days, something that's happened only a handful of times in the past 100 years. Since then, thanks to tariff rollbacks, resuming trade flows, and a restabilized global economy, the market has staged one of its sharpest short-term rallies ever as the S&P 500 climbed nearly 20% in just over 20 days. This rally is showing no signs of fatigue just yet, and we don't think it will anytime soon. Just look to last week's Consumer Price Index report. In our view, it wasn't just a good inflation report. It was the sort of data that should help set up the stage for a massive summer stock rally. Headline CPI came in at just 0.2% month over month, below the 0.3% consensus. It was the same story for the core CPI, a measly 2.2% increase, also undercutting estimates. Nearly every major component of the index either cooled or dropped outright. Food price inflation down from 3% to 2.8% year over year. Energy inflation still negative and getting even more so, falling from a negative 3.3% to a negative 3.7%. Transportation services inflation down from 3.1% to 2.5%. Shelter stayed elevated, but even there, cracks are starting to show. In short, inflation didn't flare up as so many feared. It fizzled. And in this environment, that's about as bullish as a signal can get. But here's the real kicker. April's soft inflation print wasn't just a sign of easing price pressures. To us, it was a death knell for what had been the market's biggest fear this spring, which is tariff-driven reinflation. Overblown inflation fears are in the rear view. After Trump launched the biggest tariff barrage since the Smoot-Hawley days on April 4th, pundits rang the alarm bells, warning of imminent price spikes. But it seems the data is giving those doomsayers the cold shoulder. In March, before the tariffs began, CPI inflation was 2.4%. In April, post-Liberation Day, it ran at 2.3%. And right now, according to the Cleveland Fed's nowcasting, real-time data for May is tracking at about 2.4%. It seems there's no tariff reinflation to be seen. So how about core CPI inflation? 2.8% in March, 2.8% in April, tracking for 2.8% again in May. That's a textbook definition of stable. So what gives? Didn't Trump just slap 125% tariff on Chinese imports, among other things? Yes, but he also hit the brakes. Since Liberation Day, we've had a 90-day tariff pause, exemption for auto parts and electronics, a U.S.-UK trade deal, a U.S.-China trade truce, collectively, those actions slashed the average effective U.S. tariff rates from a sky-high 30% to a far more manageable 13%. So if 30% tariffs didn't spike reinflation, 13% tariffs definitely shouldn't. That's why we're burying the reinflation narrative. The data is making it clear that tariffs are not causing reinflation. And so long as these things keep trending in the direction they're going right now, tariffs won't cause any reinflation anytime soon. So with inflation eases, tariff fall, and the bull market case just gets stronger. With that crippling fear in the rear view, there's little left to stop this rally. Because let's look at some of the macro mosaic now. Inflation is stable and trending lower. Headline inflation slowed to 2.3% year over year in April, down from 2.4% in March. Tariffs are falling. U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods dropped from 145% to 30%. And Chinese tariffs on U.S. goods fell from 125% to 10%. Trade deals are happening. The U.S. and U.K. finalized a trade agreement focusing on security cooperation, and the U.S. and China signed an initial trade deal reducing tariffs and aiming to end the retaliation. The Federal Reserve is poised to cut rates. Policymakers anticipate two rate cuts in 2025. The federal funds rate currently is at 4.25% to 4.5%. Consumer spending is holding up. Bank of America data indicates consumer spending grew at 1.6% annualized rate in April of 2025, showing moderate momentum. Corporate earnings are solid. Analysts project S&P 500 earnings growth rates of 6.4% to 8.8% for second quarter through fourth quarter 2025, with a full year growth estimate of 9.7%. AI stocks are ripping higher. Last week, NVIDIA's shares rose 3% in pre-market trading after a significant AI chip deal, pushing its market cap above $3 trillion. AMD's stock surged 5.5% following a $6 billion buyback announcement and a $10 billion joint venture with Saudi-backed firm Humane. And Palantir shares hit all-time highs, climbing 2% pre-market after an 8% gain, driven by optimism around AI and tariff relief. And you put all of that together, and we have what we call a no-brainer bull market setup. So what's the final word? Soft inflation clears the way for a summer surge. The market's technicals are just as bullish as the macro backdrop is. The S&P 500 is up 17% in just 23 trading sessions. That's happened only 7 times since World War II. Every single time, it marked the beginning of a major bull market. This is what late 1998, spring 2009, and summer 2020 felt like. If you knew what was coming then, you were backing up the truck. And we think that's exactly what investors should be doing right now, especially in AI stocks. Those are the companies that will benefit most from this macro tailwind cocktail of easing inflation, falling tariffs, and incoming rate cuts. So yes, April CPI report was a big deal. It removed the final major roadblock to a full-fledged summer melt-up. The rally is real, the path is clear, and the fuel is loaded. It's time to lean in and grab a hold of the gains ahead. So to recap, inflation fears are behind us, the data is clear, and it's not just good, it's great for stocks. Tariffs are falling, trade flows are improving, and the global economy is stabilizing. The Fed is poised to cut rates, and history tells us that's a powerful tailwind for equities. Earnings are solid, AI stocks are leading, and consumer spending is holding up. In short, the market is set up for a summer surge, the kind we've only seen a handful of times since World War II. If you haven't grabbed a copy of my guide, Tariffs and Your Retirement, make sure you do. It's a quick read, but packed with insights to help you position for this moment. And if you want to make sure your personal strategy is aligned with this unfolding bull market, schedule your complimentary lifestyle and legacy assessment today. Thanks for joining me. Stay optimistic, stay strategic, and let's capture the gains ahead. The rally is real, the path is clear, the time is now. We'll see you again next week. As you can see, the pieces are falling into place. Inflation is cooling, tariffs are falling, the Fed is about to cut rates, and the early winners in this next phase of the market are already starting to emerge. This is exactly the kind of environment where smart, proactive positioning can pay off. If you'd like to make sure your personal strategy is lined up with this next market phase, grab a copy of my guide, Tariffs and Your Retirement, or schedule a one-on-one lifestyle and legacy assessment to review your plan. Links are in the show notes. Until next time, stay sharp, stay strategic, and remember, the rally is real, the path is clear, and the time to act is now. We'll talk to you next time.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida-registered investment advisor firm.